USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former Vice President Joe Biden formally accepted the Democratic nomination for President of the United States, assuming the mantle of a party standard bearer more than 30 years after his first presidential run.
It's time for us, for we the people, to come together. I'm a proud Democrat, and I'll be proud to carry the banner of our party into the general election. So it's with great honor and humility I accept this nomination for President of the United States of America.
Biden's speech in Delaware came on the fourth and last day of the Democratic National Convention that was unlike any party gathering in history. Forced to scrap in-person events amid the coronavirus pandemic, the convention was carried out virtually with a slew of speeches and performances over the course of the nights. The Republican National Convention is next week. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.